Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to parak Beis Mishnah Hey. So says the Mishnah, Hakol Ksherin Lichtuf as a get. Everybody is able to write a get, Afilu Cherishot of a Katan, even a Cherishot or a Katan. Cherish always means someone who's both deaf and mute, so it means someone who doesn't have any da. So all these people are typically potter from mitzvos, and they don't have any da. So, but nevertheless, they're allowed to write a get, but the assumption is that there's a Gadol Omer al Gabehem, that only when you have a Gadol Omer al Gabehem, they're allowed to write a get. Why do you need a Gadol Omer al Gabehem? Because the Torah says, because of law, Sefer Krisos, and we darshan that law means law lishma. So someone who doesn't have the capacity to have das also doesn't have the capacity to have lishma. And therefore, when a Gadol is Omer al Gabav, the Gadol standing next to them and instructing them is able to provide the lishma element, the lishma ingredient in the get. Heisha Kosev says Gita, a woman could even write her own get and then allow the husband, you know, to use that get to divorce her with. And that has to be with the shlichus of the Baal, because it has to be vikas of love, that he's the one that wrote the get. So he can make her a shliach to write the get for him. Of a ish kosev a shovaro, and similarly, a guy, the man who's divorcing his wife, can write the receipt for the ksuba. That after he pays the ksuba, normally the wife would be the one to provide him with the receipt, so the man can prepare the receipt in advance that the wife is meant to give him. Shein kiyum aget al b'chosmav, because a get only works because of the signatures on the get, meaning it's edei chasim akarti. We assume that it's the edim that sign the get that make the krisus actually happen, and therefore it's not edi mesira, right? We're assuming that the shita that edi chasima and not edi mesira. So it doesn't matter who writes the get, as long as the chasima is done properly, then it's going to be perfectly fine. Now the Mishnah goes back to say the following: Hakol Ksherim Lahavias Aget. Everybody could bring the get to the wife, Chutz Micherishot V'Katan, except for a Cherishot V'Katan, Visuma, and also a blind person, because a blind person is never going to be able to say Bifanei Nichtav U'Bifanei, because Bifanei means that I saw it actually happen. So if he's a Suma, obviously he didn't see it actually happen. Vinachri, and also someone who's not Jewish, he can't be a Shliach for anything relating to a get, because one has to be, Bitoras, that Inyan, in order to be a Shliach on that Inyan. And Vinachri is not Bitoras Gitin Vikidushin at all. Moving on now, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah discusses people who cannot deliver a get. Kibel a katan v'higdil. If let's say a katan received a get from a husband to deliver for the wife, so he was made a shliach by the husband while he was a katan, but then before delivering the get, he became a bar mitzvah. Cherish v'nispakeach. He became the shliach. He was made the shliach by the husband when he was a cherish, but then he became someone who's able to hear and speak. He became someone who's a bar das. Suma v'nispatach. The husband gave him the get while he was blind, but then he gained eyesight before ever delivering the get. Shota v'nishtapa, he was someone who didn't have any das, he was a deranged person, and then he became a bar das before delivering the get. Nachri v'nisgayer, he was a non-Jew, and then he converted to Judaism before actually delivering the get. So all of these people are not kosher to be a shliach for havas a get, but over here they received the get while they were not kosher, but they hadn't delivered the get until they became kosher. So the halacha is pasul, the get is going to be pasul, because you have to be ra'oi to be a shliach get at the time that the husband made you a shliach, and therefore it doesn't work to then become a shliach afterwards, because the principle is shlucha shel adam kamoso, so they never became shlucha shel adam kamoso. Aval pikech v'nischar shvachas v'nispakach patuach v'nistama v'chas v'nispatach shofi v'nishtata v'chas v'nishtafe. But if at the time the husband made the person the shliach, they were a bardas, and then somewhere in between they became not a bardas, and then by the time they delivered the get to the wife, they were again a bardas, kosher. So in all those cases, the get is going to be kosher, because the shlichus actually works in those cases. At the time that they were appointed as a shliach, they were they were rotli lekach. So that's going to work. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to someone who is katan, because you can't be a gadol then a katan and then becoming a gadol again. So that's why we talk specifically in those three cases, and we leave out the case of a katan shenis gadol. Zaklal kol shetchilaso v'sofo b'das kosher, as long as when he started out and when he finished, meaning when he first became the shliach of the husband, as well as when he delivered the get to the wife, he was a bardas. Even if somewhere in between he was not a bardas, it's going to be kosher. It's going to work. The Bar Tanura just points out, in the case of someone who became blind, he says, afilu lo chasu b'nes patach. By the case of someone who became blind, you don't need him to have regained his eyesight, as long as he had his eyesight at the time that the husband made him a shliach. Because the whole drawback of a person who's blind is not that he's not a bar das. The whole drawback of a person who is blind is that he cannot say b'fanei nichtav or b'fanei nechtav. But even if he doesn't gain back his eyesight, he can still say b'fanei nichtav, funny enough, as long as he had eyesight when the husband had appointed him to give the get. So that's what the Bar Tanura points out, but the Bar Tanura just says, Ela Aidi Dabai Lemisan, Seifa, Vichazu Vinishtafa, Shetzarach Shia Bendas, Bishas Nesina, Tanam Resha, Vichazu Vinispatach, Vichol Psuli Eidus Paveir, Psul Nahavi Asaget, Sheinam Anam Lomar, Bifani Nichta, Bifani Nechta, Vimagen Mukim Vichosmav, Ksherim Lahavio. And he says, and by the way, all the other, meaning we only mentioned the blind person, Agav, the other cases, and he says, by the way, all the edus that are apostle on account of an aveira that they have done don't have ne'emanus, and therefore they also can't say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and therefore they can't bring the get either. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we had said that everyone could write a get, even a cherushot of a katan, and a woman could write a get, and a woman could write, and a man can write his own shover, his own receipt for having paid the ksuba, because the whole kiyum get is only with the chasimos. And then we said everyone could is kosher to be a shliach to bring the get, except for a cherushot, katan, suma, and nachri. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if a katan received the shlichus from the husband, and then he became bar mitzvah before delivering on the shlichus, or a cherushot, and then he became a pikech, or a suma, and then he became a seeing person, or a shota, and then he became a sane person, or a nachri, and then he became a ger. In all those cases, it's possible because at the time of the shlichus, he was not eligible for that shlichus. But if at the time of the shlichus he was eligible for the shlichus, and at the time that he finished the shlichus he was also eligible, it's just that sometime in between he was not. He became a cherish sometime in between, he became a suma sometime in between, he became a shota sometime in between. That's going to be kosher, because as long as when he was made a shliach he was good, and when he delivered that in the shlichus he was good, that's going to be good enough. So Bezrashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin.